Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Africana Woman Podcast. Chulu is my name. I am a writer, personal brand consultant, entrepreneur, and mentor. Having recently celebrated the 100th episode, we had some great conversations on Instagram Live that I wanted to make sure you heard. Not only to learn about the amazing female-led businesses, but also to get more insight into what Africana Woman can offer you outside of the podcast. This conversation is with Mapalo Mulenga from Queen Main Beauty. Enjoy.
So, hi everybody, thank you for joining us and coming back. My name is Chulu and I am the host and producer of the Africana Woman with Chulu podcast. And we have been celebrating 100 episodes this whole week. We've had wonderful giveaways and today is no different. I am so excited to welcome Mapalo Mulenga, and she is the owner of Queen Main Beauty. So, Mapalo, how are you?
I'm okay, Chulu. How are you? Thank you for having me today.
I'm so excited for this. So excited. But, okay, so tell us, how did Queen Main Beauty start?
Queen Main Beauty started as a side hustle in my kitchen. I wanted to find a hair product. It was during COVID era, so we're all in lockdown, and I couldn't access hair products. But, so I decided to see if I can make some in my kitchen. And I started experimenting because my hair, I needed something to save my hair. My hair was in bad shape. It was unhealthy. It used to break. And I couldn't wear my hair out. So in order to save my hair, I decided to try out with some herbs and plants and see if I could come up with an oil. That's where my Ayurveda hair growth oil came about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you actually made your own oil.
Yes, I did. I made my own oil, just blended a few oils and herbs together and tested it out on my hair to see if it would work. And surprisingly, it did work. And it has been working ever since.
Why were you so confident that you could mix some oils and get a good result? I know if I find your mom.
Okay. I don't know where the confidence came from. Okay, I'm someone who always loves experimenting. So I always try, not just with a product, but everything. I always try to see like, oh, okay, if I can't find what I'm looking for in the house, I'll try to see if I can use an alternative or MacGyver it, as I always say. So I just tried, okay, the first few oils didn't work out. I wouldn't say like, okay, the first try it worked out. The first few oils didn't work out. Some of them, like, it wasn't at, according to my standards. So I kept on testing and testing on different hairs until I found a formula that actually I loved, my hair loved, and I tested it on my sisters and mom and everyone in the house. Like, we were six ladies in the house, and I tested it on each and every one of them, and their hair agreed because they have different hair types, different hair textures, and even scalp sensitivity is different, and my oil agreed with each and every person. So that's what gave me the confidence that it should actually work on other people as well.
So what does the oil do? Because I mean, if you're not really, you know, in tune with you know, good hair care, what does the oil do for you?
So the oil, the first thing the oil does is makes your hair thicker and healthier, because the herbs, I collected herbs that actually nourish and moisturize the hair. So one thing we all know is moisture and nutrients is what's the key to something growing. Even a baby, that's the key to a baby growing, if you give a baby nutrients. So that's what I added to the oil. As well as even, I've noticed women complain about dandruff, itchy scalp, so it helps with that, as well as hair growth that people really want to see. So thickness, dandruff, anti-dandruff, it's anti-breakage as well, and hair growth. That's what the oil does.
Fantastic. So tell me about you actually growing your business, because yes, you started off in your kitchen and, you know, experimenting with family, but how has your business grown from there?
So initially, when I started my business, I didn't start with the oils. I started with, I didn't have the capital to actually grow, make the oils at large scale that I could actually sell. So I started with my satin scrunchies, which are the satin ribbons. And that is what helped me grow. I kept putting my money back into the business. And then according to like customer, I would listen to my customer and what the customer wanted. And with that, I would add products to the hair care line. So far as I speak, I think we have about 10 products. So the satin bonnets, yeah, satin scrunchies, satin pillowcases, as well as even like hair care tools and the Ayurveda hair growth oil. So it has it hasn't been like a gradual growth, it has its ups and downs just like businesses have. So sometimes the business looks like it's slow, sometimes I have to pause it for a bit because it's not working as I want it to be, but so far so good. I've seen the growth, I've seen the potential in my business.
Now, I know you. You are very passionate about investing in yourself. Just tell us a little bit about why you think that's important.
I believe that you only, at the end of the day, you just have yourself. It's just you and your thoughts. So if you haven't invested in yourself, let me put it this way. I believe in investing yourself is one way that you develop and grow as a person. So you invest in your mental health, you invest in your finances. Usually we always focus on investing in our outside thing, but then we forget to invest in ourselves, which is like, what knowledge are you consuming? What are you putting in yourself? Like, what things are you doing for you? Because investing in yourself is, for I see it as the self-love. So you invest in what you love. You invest in your business because you love it. You invest your time in school, studying, or church, or any other activities because you love it. So self-love is also, investing in yourself is also another way of showing yourself self-love. That's what I have to say, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Tell us, what ways have you invested in yourself?
I have invested in myself in various ways. Okay, podcast like yours is one of the ways I invest in myself. I invest in myself by reading and also being, the last time we talked, I talked about being my own best friend. And where I check myself to see, okay, how am I acting? Am I being the person that I want to be? So just self-awareness as well, just being aware of myself, my dreams, my goals, and just being in tune with the person that I want to be is another way I have invested in myself. So each day I try to figure out a way that I can grow in areas that I'm lacking. So if I'm lazy, I have been trying to invest myself in time management and also planning, productivity, and all that, which has been like a roller coaster. Today you're productive, tomorrow you just want to sleep and all that stuff. But I still see it as a way of investing in myself, because one day something will arise. There will be a time when I'll need to be productive. There'll be a time when I need to like manage my time properly. There'll be a time when I need to plan. So that's the beauty of investing in yourself, because one day when you need those skills and the things that you've learned during your self-awareness journey, it will be easier because you're investing in yourself. Like the day need arises for that to come out, you will be able to do the work that is needed. That makes sense. Yeah.
Definitely. So how did you come across Africana Woman?
Facebook. Facebook, I was looking for women that could the time I started investing in myself, investing in like knowledge in business and trying to learn how to sustain a business. I joined so many classes, but most of them were like in the diaspora, like UK and everything. And they kept on talking about things that I couldn't relate because I'm in Africa. So I started. I remember this was my prayer point, like, Lord, I need someone who is in Africa, even if it's South Africa, as long as they're in Africa, who can actually help me and mentor me in business, that would be very helpful. And I don't know how I stumbled upon your page, but I found you on Facebook. And it was a time when you were doing like the workshop? The audit your business workshop, yes. That was my first, the first time I attended your workshop, and it was amazing. It has changed my business. I feel like you have helped. The reason why my business is standing here is because of what you've taught me, and I have applied everything. You are a great coach and a great mentor. You tell me like it is. Like, you tell me what I need to hear, even though I don't want to hear it. And that's like the beauty of having you around. Like, so many times, like the times I even ask, like, okay, there's this business opportunity that has happened. What do you think about it? And even after that workshop, you have still worked with me for so many years until this point, which is so amazing. That was second year for me, and I'm in my fifth year. So this is so amazing. You have been very impactful in my life, Chulu.
No, I'm so proud of you. I love watching you grow. It's just such a beautiful thing to see your journey and your rise, you know? So the workshop she's talking about is called Audit Your Business. And yeah, we did this, probably end of 2020, I think, or 2019, something there. But you have also taken the marketing course, the branding course. Tell us about that.
Yes. The branding course was an eye-opener. It was, you were telling us, like, you managed to make us see our business from the inside, because we always, like, worked on the outside, but then I remember at some point you told us, like, you need to look into your business and actually fix it from the inside. And actually, because of that, I managed to make a foundation from the inside, with everything, the marketing, the branding, looking at it from a perspective of, okay, where do I want it to go? Not just look at it short term, because sometimes when the money is coming, it's easy to get distracted by the short term. So you made me think long term, like, okay, where do I see my business? What do I want my customers to feel? What journey do I want my customers to have when they come to my store and everything? And that was not something that I actually understood. Even the target market and even like your target audience, even I had so a struggle figuring out how to narrow it down, but you helped me narrow down my target audience and my target market so that I can actually, okay, talk to the person that I want to talk to. So it has been an amazing journey. Even social media, everything, I still have the notes. I still go back to the notes that you taught us. I still go back until today. So it's not knowledge that you just learn once off. It's knowledge that you keep going back, and it still has like a different perspective every time. You're like, oh, okay, here I need to do this. And even like how you gave us assignments on what to do and all that stuff, that was amazing. And it was like an eye-opener. It really helped my business immensely.
Aww, I'm so glad that you still go back and reference, and you can see your notes and you can see how far you've come. So since doing the that branding course, the marketing course, can you point out anything that any significant milestones that have happened for your business?
Where do I start?
No, continue.
So since then, okay, this partnership for one is like one of the milestones, because wow, it was such an honor. And another thing is social media management. and yes, social media management and just marketing itself, and just realizing that marketing just doesn't end on social media platforms. So because of that, I have, how can I put it? I'm trying to put this in the right words. So I have managed to build a community. I think that's the biggest milestone. Like, I have managed to build a community that I even know that these are loyal to my brand, and that like seeing the impact that the community has made and the difference that you see the testimonials and everyone just like coming and telling you like, oh, my hair has grown. People are telling me, no, I do this for my, for my daughter. Look at my daughter's hair has grown and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, it's so, moving, and it's so, I feel like that's the biggest milestone this year. Seeing the impact that I have created with this, this business. And it was because you actually taught us how to add value, not just like request for product, like request for people to buy, but actually add value with, in your business. And I have seen that. So, amazing. And confidence. I feel like you have given me, like, after all this, just pushing, you have given me the confidence to actually go out there and actually be confident in my business, that it's actually something that is sustainable. It's actually a good idea, because when I came to you, I wasn't even sure, actually. You know that. You know that I hadn't even started my business then. You're just like, why aren't you starting your business? So I think even now my confidence in speaking about my business and advertising it and talking about it I'm more confident now.
Yeah, girl, I see you on TV and all these interviews. Yes, you are confident. And I love it. I love to see it. Okay, so today, what is the giveaway that Queen Maine is giving one of our listeners?
Today's giveaway is we're giving away four of our best-selling products, which is oil, Ayurveda hair growth oil. And you can't have oil without an applicator bottle. So you're going to get the applicator bottle as well. And we're going to give you a scrunchie set, which is a set of three different colors of your choosing, as well as a satin scrunchie headband with a color of your choosing. So the winner, I'm going to contact the winner and ask them what's their favorite color, what color do they want, and then we'll have it made for you.
Aw, so beautiful. Now, I hope you guys have seen her products. They're absolutely beautiful. So make sure you go check them out at Queen Maine Beauty, okay? So why did you want to partner with African Woman for the 100th episode?
The reason why is I love what you're doing. I really stand for what you do, which is helping women have their voice and just like speak their truth. And I really believe, I believe so much in that. I feel like let me put it this way. For so long, women haven't spoken their truth. They have just like, more like just saying, okay, whatever. It is what it is. But then now women are coming to talk about their experiences, their traumas, unlearning and healing. And you've made that possible with your platform. And so many women, even though they don't come as a guest on your podcast, just by listening to your podcast, they are being impacted in a big way. So I just believe in what you stand for, and that's why I wanted to partner with you guys.
Oh, thank you. So which one is your favorite episode apart from yours?
She was talking about how her life changed, and it was a business thing.
I feel like that one sounds like Adele, if you're talking about business.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, it was something business related, I remember. And she was talking about her journey and how she realized that she had to, I don't know, she was working and she had to stop and just do the business thing. And because it's like something that I have been through and have gone through, and you always like choosing whether to go down the 9-to-5 path or go down business, it kind of resonated with me, like how she came up with that idea and just said like, okay, you know what? I don't have a guarantee about this thing, but I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Yeah. I think that's the one.
Yeah. All right. So, Mapalo, if someone has never come across Africana Woman, like this is the first time they're hearing about us and, you know, they're like, what is this thing? What would you say to them?
What I would say to them is, yo, you need to get on there. I feel like one place I would take them is, I wouldn't say that I would show them. Like, one place I would take them is the book club. I would be like, okay, yo, if you want, you need to hear about this community and this book club and just like how you relate and even the life lessons that we learn from just like the book and coming together. Like the book club has this amazing community. So I wouldn't tell them, I would show them. Like, come see this book club. Yeah.
I love it. She wouldn't tell you, she'd just show you how amazing. Yes. You are. Okay,
look,
fine.
It speaks for itself.
Great. I think so too. I'm biased. Mapalo, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you. I love you. And I just love to see your growth. I'm so proud of you. I can see you going places. We've had these conversations. Like, I can see where you can see the trajectory. So I just love to see it unfold. And I'm so happy that you are part of our community. So thank you, my darling.
Now, thank you so much for having me. It's been a blessing to be here and to know you, Chulu. It's been amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Bye, guys. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Mapalo is one of those people who is such a great implementer. I hate to say it, but there are some people who are information hoarders. But she gets that information and runs with it. She is a full-time university student with a thriving business. Guys, anyone can do this thing called going after your dreams. No excuses. Mapalo has been part of the following programs: the Audit Your Business Workshop, the Rebirth Marketing and Branding course. She's an AWV book club member. She is all in. I love it. So a question I often get asked is, how old do you have to be to join Africana Woman? The answer is, you can be any age. We have members ranging from their early 20s to their 50s. I know in the African culture, we have this thing of, oh, because I'm a certain age, you can't talk to me. You know, that doesn't exist in this space. You come in as a woman who wants to connect with other women. Another question I get asked is, can I join Africana Woman if I am not black? Of course. The beauty of Africa is its diversity. As Africans, we have so many races, shades, and colors. That is not important, my darling. I'm going to say it again. Come to Africana Woman because you want to connect with other women. More often than not, you will find that you have more in common than differences. So I am inviting you, yeah, you who is listening to this podcast, to join today. All you have to do is visit our website, africanawoman.com, or email africanawoman@gmail.com.